Now we come to the bit of to the more controversial aspect, and this is something which is quite a political hot potato, so you'll forgive me if I don't sort of nail my colours to the mast too much with this. We're immunising all these 12-year-old girls, and in some countries now they're immunising boys as well, with Cervarix or Gardasil, which is the human papillomavirus vaccine. The difference is that Cervarix covers 16 and 18 and Gardasil covers 6, 11, 16 and 18. The interesting thing is that if you immunise these if the reason for immunising young girls is that they actually then it prevents them developing the cervical disease, it prevents them getting HPV infection. But nobody really knows what happens when, if you immunise people at a later stage in adult life when they've got multifocal intraepithelial neoplasia, if they've got anal intraepithelial neoplasia, because by that stage, of course, this is a local disease that affects the skin, and it's a bit late to start giving them systemic immunotherapy. So people are interested in whether there is some effect. The gynecological literature shows that there is an effect if you immunize people in adulthood. It's much less likely that it will make the disease disappear than if you give them vaccination in childhood, but it will. But it does seem to have an effect. And the question is, will it cause disease regression? Well, the gynecologists have found some evidence of that in cervical disease. Will it reduce the risk of malignant progression? Well, the areas who have large HIV cohorts are hoping that it will, but the immune effects of the vaccination in someone who's immunosuppressed are much less clearly understood than they are in the normal immune system. So it remains a bit of a hot potato. I think I've